6PR Breakfast. It's time for sport with Kim Hagdon.
For Tony Barlow Menswear. Style, quality and service for over 30 years.
Haggers.
Haggers. Here he is, Haggers. He's had a look at the drawer. He's digested the fixtures. You've probably eaten them, have you?
I came up with three divisions of six. Okay. Geelong, Essendon, Sydney, Adelaide, Greater Western Sydney, Port Adelaide are my contenders for the top four.
Is Adelaide in there?
Adelaide, yeah, fourth, yeah. So I I've broken it up into three divisions of six. Mm-hmm. So that's six. I think there's another six that will contend for somewhere around the bottom end of the final eight. Richmond, naturally, they'll contend. Their draw's okay. It's a bit challenging. Collingwood, Melbourne, with a favourable draw, the Pies. Melbourne, St Kilda, Hawthorn and West Coast. Mm-hmm. So there's the next six that will contend. And subsequently, amongst each other, who they play, when they play, how they beat each other, gets them towards the top part of that, therefore into the bottom end of the eight. Someone in the top six also, Geelong, Essendon, Sydney, Adelaide, GWS or Port, someone will falter as well, as mm-hmm. we've seen. And then I've come up with six that I just don't think can really seriously contend. Fremantle Bulldogs, North Melbourne, Brisbane, Carlton, Gold Coast. So six, six, and six. And significantly, it took me about 6 hours to do it yesterday, Millsy. You did go through the draw. Wins, losses, and maybes, and that's – I just see that. And looking at history, you look at it, and generally there's only one, two, or three changes. We saw three this year, Millsy, didn't we, where Richmond, Essendon, and Port came back into the finals. Hawthorn, Bulldogs, and North fell out and from last year. So significantly, just that one or two or three changes. And so I'm looking again possibly at only one or two changes from 2017 to 2018, and possibly West Coast drop out of that top eight. So it was a lengthy exercise. There's a lot of ifs and buts in it, a lot of subjectivity. But I think also when you look at some of the favours that Geelong have got, for instance, the nine games down in Geelong,
didn't
touch on. Now they play St Kilda, Sydney, GWS. There's no guarantee amongst those, but Carlton, North, Melbourne, Brisbane, Fremantle, Gold Coast, you'd think Geelong are a really strong chance to beat those sides on their home turf, and possibly even St Kilda and GWS. Sydney, really tough draw. Really, really tough draw for Sydney. Probably the toughest. However, if we're really logical, the toughest is Brisbane and North Melbourne and GWS and Carlton. They're going to struggle. They've got the toughest draws they're the poorest sides. Mm. Sydney start the season with West Coast away, Port Adelaide, GWS, Western Bulldogs, Adelaide, Geelong. That's a tough start, Millsy.
It
really
is a tough start.
Yeah. And then they finish their last five, Essendon, Collingwood, Melbourne, GWS and Hawthorn, who I suspect will all be contending for spots in the finals.
Now, you said we'll hold it over to today. Nathan Coulter, what do you know?
Well, it's looking as though I think this is perhaps a confirmation that he's in the mix for the first test. And I reckon if the first test was starting tomorrow, as opposed to 3 weeks tomorrow, Nathan Coulter-Nye would be in the 12. And there's big decisions being made through Cricket Australia and their team hierarchy, their team authority, and West Australian Cricket, Justin Langer and his selection panel. I think Nathan Coulter-Nye will be withdrawn for the Sheffield Shield match starting in Sydney on Saturday. And it's a test-quality Sheffield Shield match. The New South Wales at near full strength, and New South Wales will have Josh Hazlewood coming back off his side injury, Pat Cummins probably, Mitchell Stark probably, and they'll be workload managed. But they'll have a test-quality attack. Western Australia with all their test contenders at the top order of the batting. But Nathan Coulter-Nye withdrawn. Jason Berendorf will probably play. But again, Western Australia waiting for confirmation on that today.
Back when you were playing, did the Australian Cricket Board dictate who played in Shield cricket?
No, not at all. Not in the slightest. It was run by the respective states. But that was a whole different selection criteria, Steve, as we've all grown up on it. Dominate Sheffield Shield cricket, dominate for Western Australia, and you get picked to play for Australia. It's a different system.
Postecoglou?
Well, I thought his media conference yesterday, watched it really closely, and you'd have to say his body language, I cannot accept that he's got any plans to coach Australia beyond the Honduras qualifying legs. Away Saturday week, back home on Tuesday week, the week after the Melbourne Cup. I don't reckon he's continuing. He's out.
Take the big money club deal in China.
No, he is sick of dealing with the FFA hierarchy.
Well, he won't have any in China to worry about up there on $3.8 million a year. Good on you, Hags.